Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, just to warn you before we begin that this is a sensitive topic that we're going to discuss next, and you may want to use listener discretion, because provisional figures around the number of deaths by suicide in 2023 show us that it's at its lowest in 20 years. So between the year 2000 and 2021, that's the last year for which there are finalised and official figures, Ireland saw a 28% reduction in the suicide rate, which fell from 12.9 per 100,000 to 9.2 per 100,000. Now, Brendan Kelly is here, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. Brendan, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming in. Now, these figures, we should say, they're provisional, the 2023 figures, but they are indicating that something is changing. And do they translate into what you're seeing in practice?
Well, I guess, Claire, the first thing to say is that each death by suicide is an individual tragedy, and even one death by suicide is one too many. So talking about national statistics and international statistics, it's useful to look at trends and figure out what to do, but that means virtually nothing to a family who is bereaved by suicide, a community that is mourning, or indeed people who are in acute distress. And I know you'll be providing sources of support for listeners and families at the end of this item. But yes, globally and in Ireland, there is evidence, consistent evidence, the rates of suicide are falling. And broadly speaking, around the world and in Ireland, the rate has fallen by around a third over the past two decades. Now, this is a very positive development, but it is not even nearly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And statistics, as I say, are no consolation to people who are bereaved. However, they do perhaps point us in the direction of knowing that positive change is possible and we can make a difference in this area.
People will be hearing this morning, I know, and have the same reaction as I did, which was, you know, can this be right? Because we hear so much about suicide. I mean, everybody knows a family who's been touched, mm-hmm. unfortunately, by suicide. So where are we on the international scale?
Well, internationally, the trend is the same in almost all countries. There are one or two exceptions we might get to. In the EU, Ireland ranks 11th, the 11th lowest rate of suicide of 27 countries. Now, saying, Claire, that you're the 11th lowest of 27 really means you're in the middle.
Yeah.
But we are a little below the EU average. And it doesn't feel like these statistics are true, because once we hear about a case of suicide or a person who dies in our community, it is so piercing and so sad, and it is so incredibly tragic that it's difficult to step back and look at these numbers. And certainly talking about numbers and statistics is in no way to disrespect individual tragedy and individual mm-hmm. loss. But it is important if we are to try to figure out why this is happening and what we can do. You know, Claire, if suicide can decrease by one third, we can make it decrease by another third. There is nothing inevitable here.
So what do you believe is working then, if we accept that there has been a decrease?
Well, the statistics aren't perfect, but there and sometimes there is underreporting, but there's no evidence underreporting has changed. So if we look at the trend, what appears to be helping are a couple of things. Globally, we know that lifting people out of poverty reduces suicide rates, and that appears to be happening across many countries. We also know that slowing down access to means of dying by suicide is a very effective way of doing it. And that's happening in various different ways. For people who maybe have an impulse as well as a depressed mood, they also have an impulse. Sometimes if that can be slowed down in various practical ways.
So that's like the pause theory, isn't it?
That's the pause theory, and it is a very, very powerful theory. And that's why interventions like talking to people, if we take, for example, the Samaritans and the service they provide, which is listening to people and, you know, engaging them in conversation, that is incredibly useful because it produces a pause. Now, there are other ways of producing a pause as well. But this is what appears to be effective as public health strategies move towards that, and maybe limiting people's immediate access to means of suicide is also very helpful. Mental health services and suicide if you like, support services have a very important role to play. And certainly here in Ireland, we could do a lot better in our mental health services. I know that around Ireland and people listening today, many will be involved in local initiatives regarding maybe counselling helplines, you know, sponsored walks, sponsored swims, sponsored cycles, things like this. A lot of this is happening across the country. And the message to those groups is that that work is very, very important. Mm-hmm. Something profoundly is helping. And so to all those groups of volunteers across the country who do incredible work, the message is, thank you, and keep doing it.
Yeah, because it is having an impact.
Yes.
Other factors that might be at play here. We know there's a new awareness around the importance of exercise. Certainly since the pandemic, it seems like, and the statistics tell us, that more people are engaging in exercise. Do you think that is perhaps a factor?
It absolutely is. Physical health and mental health are very closely united. You know, as in our heads are absolutely connected via our necks, and it is to the rest of our bodies. And we often treat our physical body as a machine for carrying our brain around. But increasingly, we know that looking after physical health helps with mental health. And there are some really positive ways to do this. One example are park runs, which are happening all over the country every Saturday morning at 9:30 for about 5 kilometres. And this is a way to do some physical exercise at a rate that suits you, building it up over time and also connecting with other people. And it's also really good for mental health. We know that young people in particular are participating in team sports every week at a higher rate than at any other time in our history. So it is worth noticing and pointing out, particularly for young people, you know, for them, it is not all about social media and phones and screens. They are participating in group sports more than they ever have done. And that is undoubtedly helping mental health.
What about employment? Like, we know that we have close to full employment in this country. Does that make a difference?
Yes. And during the economic crisis or the around 2008, around that time, we saw rates of suicide inch up a little bit, particularly among unemployed men. So employment matters. Being engaged in education, training or work that is meaningful matters. And so that's certainly a positive at the moment and undoubtedly has made a contribution here in Ireland.
You mentioned at the beginning that there are some exceptions internationally to this reducing rate of suicide. Where are the exceptions?
Well, the most obvious exception is the United States of America, where this statistic has gone in precisely the opposite direction, in that it has increased by around a third over the same period of time. While overall in the world, the rate has gone down by approximately one third. In the US, it went up. Now, that doesn't impact global statistics because despite its apparent prominence in world affairs, the US has around 4% of the planet's population in it. And there's a number of reasons why the US is different in this and other regards. But hopefully that rate will turn around in the US as well.
Okay, and there may be something there around access to means as well. Now, we mentioned underreporting of suicide, and that happens in some parts of the world. You suspect that it's happening here as well due to stigma?
Yes, due to stigma and, you know, for some understandable reasons. And also sometimes there is genuine uncertainty as well. And I know that the coroners across Ireland work very, very hard to make their inquiries as accurate as possible. These are often very complex situations. So there can be a degree of underreporting in virtually most countries. However, in the past couple of decades, reporting has probably improved. And if there is underreporting, it's probably quite consistent now. So I would tend not to look so much at the absolute numbers here, but the trend over time. Mm-hmm. And I guess the big trend is downward, although we have to bear in mind when we say it's downward, it is not downward nearly enough yet. And, you know, Claire, we often devote a lot of resources to things that are dysfunctional or not working in our public services. And I guess this is an example where we can see positive change is possible. It is happening and we need to do a lot more of it so that if the rate of suicide can fall by a third, it needs to fall by a lot more. Nobody is born wanting to die by suicide and we should be able to turn this around a lot more than we currently are.
Invest more in the services that are working. I mean, it makes such logical sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
Brendan, thank you so much for coming in. And as Brendan said, if you have been affected by that conversation, supports are available. So please do use them. And if you want a starting point, you can go to rte.com/helplines and you'll find all the details that you need there. Brendan, thank you so much. We'll take